I'm joined on the line now by Lucy Bellona, and she's the Executive Manager for Marketing and Communication at the Cancer Association of South Africa. And this evening, we're going to be talking about two things. The first thing, I think, Lucy, let's talk about this whole sunbed issue.
Yes, hi. Nice to be on the show again. Yes, skin cancer, the most common form of cancer in South Africa, and our risk levels are amongst the highest worldwide. And, you know, with melanoma, it's the most deadly type of skin cancers on the rise. And, of course, again, the Cancer Association, we play this important watchdog role, and we're urging the public to get involved. And we're bringing out a petition to ban tanning beds, but particularly tanning beds for people younger than 18.
Now, up until now, you know, people used to think, well, if I lie on a tanning bed, it's not as bad as lying in the sun. But that isn't the case.
No, because it's direct exposure to UV radiation. And so for us, that's quite a big concern. And, you know, particularly people that are exposed to the sun before 18 years old, it's quite a danger because overexposure to UV radiation before the age of 18 can lead to an increased risk for skin cancer later in life. So we strongly believe tanning beds should be strictly regulated in South Africa, and therefore we're calling on a total ban by anyone younger than 18.
Well, I know in Canada they've got some tanning bed act there that salon owners can actually be fined up to $10,000 Canadian, and they can close their business for up to 2 years if they have anybody under the age of 18 in their salon. And similarly in the UK, I mean, I think there's the Sunbeds Regulation Act, and that's a £20,000 fine for having people under the age of 18 in their salons. That's quite hectic. Least they're taking notice of this thing. And those countries, if you think about it, are cold countries. They're not. I don't think as affected by as much heat and sun as we are here in South Africa.
Yes, I mean, it just shows you, you know, in the UK we often talk about their lack of sun.
Absolutely.
And there, if they allow any under 18s to use sunbeds, I think it's £20,000. So, you know, for us, it's the world is taking note. And we're saying that our government has come on board. We collaborate and work very closely with the Department of Health. And we bring to the fore the issues of, for example, the you know, dangers of the sun. So, and you know, the International Agency for Research in Cancer, they are part of the World Health Organization. They've listed tanning devices on their list of the most dangerous cancer-causing agents. So, you know, we always look to the World Health Organization in terms of their regulations and guidelines. So for us, it's saying, how can we make our own South Africans, and particularly our children, safer? So that's why we're on this drive. We want to collect 50,000 signatures. I mean, many of our supporters and donors know we were recently, with our World Cancer Day this year, we collected signatures for the UN World Summit. And we just saw that so many people were interested about joining the fight against cancer. And for us, because the sun and with melanoma being on the rise, it's so important that we now bring, this becomes the next issue. So we want to collect by next year, February 2012, our aim is to hand in 50,000 signatures that say, come on, government, get involved and let's keep all of South Africans safer in the sun and not use tanning beds and protect our children in particular.
Now, it's all very well for us saying let's not put anyone under the age of 18 on a tanning bed, but it doesn't mean the day that you turn 19 you can go and lie there and fry yourself.
Absolutely. You know, those tanning beds, you got direct UV radiation directly onto your skin. And, you know, there's no such a thing as a healthy tan. I know that a lot of girls particularly want to, you know, oh, we must get a tan. But, you know, sunbeds and tanning beds that deliver concentrated UV radiation to your unprotected skin. So you should be avoiding it at all costs. And and also for women, the skin ages more rapidly while putting you at risk of developing skin cancer. So it's very important that we stay away from those tanning beds. And if you want to be in the sun, do it responsibly. Do it so that you're not in direct sunlight and cover up and, you know, spend as little time as possible, but enough to keep you happy and not to burn your skin.
And if people are wanting to sign up for this petition, can they? It's just on the website, www.cancer.org.za, and cancer is C-A-N-S-A, cancer.org.za. And they can just sign up on there, Lucy?
Absolutely. Go directly online, sign up directly. It also means that we can communicate with you and tell you all the other events and projects we're involved in. And if you don't have access to the website, you can also phone our toll-free line, which is 0800 22 2622, and you can ask them to download and send you a fax, you a form. But otherwise, we encourage people, just go online and give us your signature. We'll be very grateful.
But now, talking about the effect of UV rays, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's winter now, and so if I'm outside, I'm not really getting burnt. But there are UV rays 24/7, 365 days of the year. And you have come up with a fabulous way of telling us when we should be getting outside, you know, getting out of the sun.
Yes. You know, so often in summer, you can feel those hot sun rays and you think, okay, good, I'm going to stay out of the sun. But often in winter, and this is the reason why we're launching this particular project, is that you can't see those UV rays in winter or summer. And what we're doing is we've brought out this Cancer UV Smart Armband. It's part of our campaign. It's a practical way to implement our message of being safe in the sun. And what it is an armband that goes dark in color as you are exposed to those UV rays. And this is amazing. They come in these amazing colors of pink, blue, and purple. They've got adult sizes, children's sizes. And what happens is the longer that you're in the sun, the darker this goes. We've seen it. We've tested it out. It's been tested by an independent lab. And for us, it's a great tool to give to especially young children to say, hey, guys, you're in the sun. Look at your armband. And if you've been in the sun too long, be aware that you should have the appropriate protection. So we're very excited. They come in a little packet that's got the recommendations on them with information on what you can do. And they're only 30 rand. So all our offices, our cancer care centers are selling them. They're also available from our toll-free line. And you can see what they look like if you go to our website.
What are they made of, Lucy?
They're actually made of a silicone. And the reason that they go darker is just a reaction. It's a chemical reaction, all non-toxic, all safe. But it's such a unique idea to have something. And, you know, we did a photo shoot with one of our Cancer SunSmart ambassadors, Bailey Schneider, and we noticed how just being in the sun, taking the photographs, how dark the armband quickly went. So these are great for children. If you're going to be doing the Midmar Mile, if you're going to be taking part in any sports event, if you're just playing out in the safe in the sun, it's just a way of reminding everybody, you know, be aware of how long you should be or shouldn't be in the sun.
Now, that's what you say it changes color. Now, obviously, it's graded, the color. Is there some indication in the pack as to what the grading means and at which point you really should be getting out of the sun?
Yes. The minute it goes from extremely light to extremely dark, and there are certain protection recommendations in the actual packaging that tells you, look, if you're a dark-skinned, this is the sort of protection you should have. If you're a light-skinned, it goes from moderate to extreme. So if it's pale purple, it means that it's low intensity. Your UV index is probably between 1 and 2, sun protection optional. So if we go to the other extreme, if we go to dark purple, then it's very high intensity. Your UV index then increases up to between 8 to 11, and you must avoid sun exposure. So it's a wonderful sort of monitoring device, if you can call it. And, you know, very much the Cancer Association likes to bring out items that are there constantly reminding us of things of avoiding the cancer-causing risk and also to reduce our cancer risk. So for us, we're very excited about this item. We particularly launched it in winter because people aren't concerned too much about the sun. And this is, you know, you're exposed to UV all the time. You know, UV rays are that's the part that reaches the earth and they damage the skin. You know, that causes that browning reaction that we call tanning. It's responsible for the redness of the skin, painful burning, skin damage. So it's one of the ways that we like to bring out something that's it's a smart choice, you know.
Now, for teenagers, Lucy, I have to ask this question. How cool is this band?
It looks cool. You know, teenagers like to have funky arm accessories. This is an accessory that's not only fun, funky, looks good, but it's functional. It's helping you to be safe in the sun. And, you know, at least 80% of sun-induced skin damage occurs before the age of 18. So, you know what? Yes, it may be cool to be in the sun, but, you know, it takes special care, especially if you're in the sun, whether it's at the pool, on the beach, at play or at school. You know, and especially babies. Babies younger than 1 year should never be exposed to direct sunlight. So, you know what? Do the right thing, because when you're older, you're going to be really grateful that you did stay out of the sun.
And they cost 30 rand each. They are available in adult size as well as children's sizes. Are they small enough for babies?
Yes, we've got a little one, smaller size. They come in small, medium, and large, both in adult and in children's sizes. And the colors are pink, purple, and blue. and the only 30 rand, and then we're busy negotiating with retailers at the moment, but if you want to know where to buy your nearest one, it's just phone our toll free or go onto our website and have the list of all our offices. And you know, Cancer Association is everywhere. We're in all 9 provinces, so you'll find a cancer care centre near you where you can buy your armband.
Lucy, sounds like you've got quite a busy time ahead. What with the petition, 50,000 signatures you're looking for, making sure that everybody gets themselves a cancer UV smart armband. I wish you much luck with both of these campaigns, and I'm sure they'll take off very well. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always important.
Lucy Polona is the Executive Manager for Marketing and Communication at the Cancer Association of South Africa. If you'd like to find out about that petition, they're looking to get hold of 50,000 signatures from across the country to present to the Department of Health by February 2012 as part of World Cancer Day. And the reason for that is they're trying to get them to make some sort of law or regulation or something to try and get people to stop allowing under 18s to use tanning beds. It's really, really dangerous. And how to get onto that list of one of those 50,000 signatures is to sign up on their website. It's cancer.org.za. You can also call their toll-free number. It's 0800 22 66 22. And we were also talking there about the Cancer UV Smart Armband, available in blue, pink and purple for children and adults. It sells for 30 rand. And you can also find out more about them either at all the cancer offices, their care centres, which are countrywide in all 9 provinces, or you can call them toll-free on 0800 22 66 22 and make sure that you get hold of your Cancer UV Smart Armband.